Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mechhead Podcast. Today is 7/2/2006, and this is Mechhead Podcast number 15. I'm your host, Sam, and, well, let's go for a trip along the universe of Battletech. First of all, thank you everybody who's downloaded all the stuff and checked out all the sites this week, because I've just had a huge site. I mean, it's this huge week, so I'm just bringing up the site right now just to tell you what it's all about. First, for this week, Mech of the Week is the Burak, or Burak, however it sounds. Vehicle of the Week is the Gambit. There's a couple other special things. So first of all, listen to these stats. Nearly 50 people viewed the wars128.podmag.com page. The feed was connected over 500 times. There were over 120 in-sync downloads in 1 week. 34 unique visitors to the pages. And 177 different people tried to download my podcast. So I thank everyone who did that and all that stuff. Also, another thing is, we now have a visitor call-in line. You can find that at, it's free for me, but you'll have to pay, but just a random long calling fee or something like that. But it's a voicemail, and I'll be playing your voicemails on the show, so I'll answer them and stuff like that, you know. You can just put, like, say, stories or, short stories, like your first Battletech experience or comments, stuff like that. But keep them, like, G-rated, because I don't just have to put explicit label or anything like that. So here's the number. 206-350-0197. And it would be cool if someone could make some like catchy things like 206-350-blah, you know? And if you can hear that number again, you can find it on the http://wars128.podomatic.com website. Okay. Oh, and also, if you've got that. Okay, first of all is the mech of the week, the Burak. I guess that's how it sounds. It's a clan mech, 75 tons, 5'8" by using XL, and it is just straight out firepower, firepower, firepower. One ultra AC-20, which is enough on its own, and six, count 'em, six heavy medium lasers. So, you can probably guess it fires either one or the other. Because that's a lot of firepower. But it is short range, and this thing can overheat, so that does give it limits. But if it hits something, whatever it hits is dead. It's got 20 rounds, or 20 shots for the Ultra AC-20, means over a minute of full firing. So, it's going to take a while for this thing to run out of ammo. Good armor, about 12 tons, so it already has the standard competent double heat sinks. So, it's actually got 20 double heat sinks, but it still goes over a limit, goes almost to 20 without even moving. If it runs, it goes up to 20 heat. Yeah. But still, you know, it's a good mech, crazy firepower. If it can jump, that would be a great urban mech. Urban mech. Next of all is the Gambit. This is what you see in the picture and this week. It is the vehicle for the week. It is another thing by Beer Runner. If you go to our official site, http://mechheadpodcast.tripod.com, go to the vehicles page. Right there is a link to where you can find this. Design is a... You can tell it's a VTOL. Looks pretty snazzy, doesn't it? It's 30 tons, 812. And this one takes VTOL combat a little differently. This is a support VTOL. In the line of, say, the Yellow Jacket. Yeah. It's not the ones that are just all close range firepower, like small weapons. This thing is meant to be long range. One, PPC. Two LM5s means that, well, it's just mobile, long range, it's all kind of like last week's vehicle, but That was more of a mech killer. This thing could be a mech killer. It'd be good for upgrades at Burhawk. This thing probably can outrange it, even this little thing. And it's cheap too. It's got 5 tons of armor, means it can at least take an AC-20 from the front. And it's pretty cheap, just about over a million. So, an urban mech pretty much. But man, think what an urban mech could turn into that. No urban mech. Pretty good design, you know? Like, I really like the look. I love the look of it. And I really like long-range attacks, so good design and all. Thank you, B-Runner. Next of all, we've got last week, I said that Steven had sent me in some of his designs. Well, he sent me some more, so I'm going to review all them. All their stats are on the custom on the custom mechs page, so I'll go through them all. Let's see. First one up is his version of a cicada. I'm going to give Joe Beef overview, so you have to. Actually, I'm just going to do three, because I just had a little mess up if you kind of heard it. Sorry about that. Okay, first mech that I'm going to do is his version of the Victor. 8 tons. Most of his designs, I notice he just puts an XL in. This one, he keeps a Gauss rifle, puts in an MRM-30, which greatly increases. It's gets a much more medium range, better than the SRM-4. Two medium lasers, a small laser. It has a Chosing Moimer, so that's probably for getting, it's probably heat advantage. I don't know if it is or not. It's also got Garn ECM, and it does have case, so that's pretty good design. Like it, and it's cheap too. Well, kind of 20 grand. Right, 20 mil, sorry. Next, he's got a version of the Urban Mech that I really like. Puts an XL engine, so it's 696. Puts in 6 medium lasers, a hatchet, ECM, and a C3 slave. Can anyone say pain? But what I don't get is that this thing looks like it'd be a great mech for triple strength, but he doesn't. But, you know, pretty useful design. Though it's only about a little bit less than 5 million, so I like it. You know, it's fast, and that makes people change what they see, you know? Think of that. Was this... Man, wouldn't this a regular urban mech be good if I hatch it? You know, somebody got too close? Next one is a cicada. This one does use triple strength moimer. You can really tell. A12 again, but it's got 6 medium lasers, 3 small lasers, so it's still pretty cheap on the firepower. Keeps its price down to a little bit under 10, so that's not bad, you know? Not all around good designs, pretty useful. The other ones, though, that he sent me are some real good ones. But those are just ones I could choose, so, yeah. And I believe that is it. Our sites are our official site, which has tons of stuff to do. I just updated with all the stuff for all this. I have reviews of all of this week's stuff. Can be found at http://mechheadpodcast.tripod.com. And I might be updating it, so it's just mechheadpodcast.com. We'll see how it goes. It'll cost some money, so just gotta see if I can scrounge that up. Hope I can. Our official blog, which I definitely need to start updating again, is at www.zanga.com/force128. Our podcast can be, well, my podcast can be found at http://wars128.powermac.com. Our email my email address is mechheadpodcast@yahoo.com -1h. I know I messed up on that. That's all sites. Thanks for B-Runner and Steve for sending me. Oh yes, please send me phone messages and stuff. Like use the new phone line. It is, again, 206-350-0197. Check it out. Send me a message. Nothing too long. I don't have to do a whole show, but they're quite useful. Like, if y'all have ever heard the Don Drew show, they always have all their comments at the end. I don't think... I might be able to pull that together. So if y'all want to do... Y'all would like that, I could do that or something. Well, bye, everybody. See y'all next week on the Mech Head Podcast.